Welcome to The Print Pod. I'm Mansi Fadke, Deputy Editor with The Print, and I've been tracking the controversy around Amrita Fadnavis's FIR against a supposed designer Aniksha as it unfolds. The Indian Express first reported on Thursday that Amrita Fadnavis, wife of Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis, had filed an FIR against Aniksha for allegedly trying to bribe her with 1 crore rupees in exchange for influencing certain criminal cases. This FIR was registered on 20th February. On Thursday, after the news of the FIR was published, Ajit Pawar, opposition leader in the state assembly, questioned the Eknath Shinde-led Maharashtra government, asking for details of the case. Deputy CM Fadnavis in the assembly said that Aniksha Jaisinghani was the daughter of bookie Anil Jaisinghani, an absconding person with multiple criminal cases against him. Fadnavis said Aniksha befriended his wife Amrita Fadnavis, lent her designer clothes claiming to be a designer and jewellery, and ultimately set a trap to blackmail her, asking for cases against her history sheet of father to be scrapped. By the end of the day, the Mumbai police had arrested Aniksha based on an FIR filed by Amrita on 20th February, well over a month after the FIR was filed, for allegedly trying to bribe her with 1 crore rupees. Aniksha was arrested from nowhere else but her own house in Ulasnagar. There's much more than meets the eye, and there is no easy way to connect the dots. For starters, Aniksha's father, an absconder, is an accused in multiple cases and has been arrested 3 times. Many of these cases were registered when Fadnavis was the chief minister and the state home minister between 2014 and 2019. And by Fadnavis's own admission in the state legislative assembly Thursday, his wife's friendship with Aniksha started in 2015-2016, when he was at the helm of the state. It did taper for a few years, as Fadnavis said, and was rekindled again in 2021. Moreover, Aniksha's acquaintance with Amrita continued despite her asking the latter to try and get cases against her father scrapped. Jaisinghani, a bookie who hails from Ulasnagar near Mumbai, has been accused in more than 15 cases and has faced arrest 3 times in a betting case, as said earlier. There have also been political controversies over Jaisinghani getting police protection. In 2010, Fadnavis, who was then opposition leader, had in the state legislative assembly questioned why Jaisinghani was being given police protection, prompting then state home minister R.R. Patil to withdraw his security. In 2015, it was Fadnavis's turn to answer the same question as the Chief Minister, Jaisinghani's security be withdrawn. Then Chief Minister and State Home Minister Fadnavis said that the Mumbai police had given Jaisinghani police protection a year ago under the former Congress and Nationalist Congress Party government and that it would be withdrawn. Around the same time, the Enforcement Directorate of Gujarat conducted raids at Mumbai, Kalyan and Ulasnagar, including Jaisinghani's house, in connection with the alleged betting racket in the Indian Premier League. In 2016, the Azad Maidan police station booked Jaisinghani for allegedly forging a hospital certificate to escape the police. The same year, Mumbai Sakinaka police station and the Goa police also booked Jaisinghani for allegedly registering a false rape case. The Anjuna police had also named Aniksha as an accused in the case. Fadnavis had said in the assembly that Aniksha got in touch with Amrita in 2015-2016, stopped all contact for a few years and reconnected again in 2021. Opposition leaders surprisingly haven't gone to town with the controversy but have asked for a detailed investigation. Shiv Sena Uddhav Baiyasaheb Thackeray leader and Rajya Sabha MP Priyanka Chaturvedi on Thursday asked how a criminal's daughter can gain access to the Deputy Chief Minister's house and is friends with his wife for more than 5 years. She gives his wife jewellery, clothes to wear for promotion, roams around her with her in her car. The designer friend also tells her how they can make money through reporting bookies, raiding them and settling the same to earn money. Despite that, their friendship continues, Chaturvedi tweeted. Maharashtra Congress President Nana Patole also asked for a thorough investigation, saying that as per Fadnavis's statement in the assembly, his family knew the family of the accused even when Fadnavis was chief minister. Patole in a statement said, Fadnavis and the related family have old relations since the former was the chief minister. Fadnavis himself is saying that his family and the family of those who have been accused of blackmail were related when he was in power, and even when not in power, he alleged that some political leaders and police officers are also behind his conspiracy. All we want to say is that Devendra Fadnavis is the Home Minister, he has the police system and he should investigate the matter and bring the facts before the people, Patole said. Speaking to reporters outside the state legislature on Thursday, Fadnavis said that many political names have come up in conversations with the Jaisinghanis and a thorough inquiry will be conducted. Fadnavis said that many things will come out soon and there will be a lot of information in the charge sheet especially. That's all for now. Do keep following The Print for more updates, investigations and analyses on the case. And do keep tuning in to The Print Pod to listen to some of our best news stories. I'm Mansi Fadke, Deputy Editor with The Print, signing off.